Welcome to Jean and Mike Do the New York Times Crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, July 4th, 2021. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you.
And did this crossword cause fireworks to appear?
Not really, no.
Okay. What did you think of it?
Well, since I've been kind of tired this afternoon, it was sort of a fuzz, sort of a haze. I got through it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get it all. I had to have a little help.
Me too.
But
where did you need help?
I did not know 102 down, delicious food in modern slang.
Me neither.
Nums.
I was absolutely convinced it was going to be nums.
Me and too.
Yeah.
Like yum, yum, yum.
Right, which would have given you...
Ubelly
for 109 across, what appears to be in the crossword, a division sign and a dagger in typography. And it wasn't, of course, ubelly, it was... Obelly.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, it's the plural of obelus, and an obelus is a symbol that's used. So the dagger. Sometimes when you see like some scholarly work about people, they'll have a dagger indicating that they're deceased. And so each one of those symbols, there's actually a minus sign as well that also has some meaning. But each one of those different symbols is called an obelus, and the plural is obelli.
Uh-huh.
I mean, highly, highly obscure.
Uh-huh.
And 102 down, I mean, delicious food in modern slang, noms, that was out of my wheelhouse, too.
Yeah, never heard it.
I think they've used it before. I'm pretty sure that that's appeared in the crossword, and I'm pretty sure I said nums the last time as well.
Well, but, I sure don't remember it.
But that was, I would say, a deliberate natick, right? And a deliberate attempt to find two clues that you won't know the answer to no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But although I have no proof of that. But the other place I had trouble, 14 down, hair loss, the answer was alopecia.
Uh-huh.
And the C of alopecia crossed with 40 across, Jess's best friend on TV's
yep.
New Girl.
I had trouble there too.
And
I had a D.
I had an L. Between the two of us, we had 1/13 of the alphabet covered.
I had alopelia.
Yes, because it looked like L-E-C-E. That sounded like maybe sort of like Lucy or something.
See, I had alopedia. I had pedia. I had DC for the friend.
No. See, I thought I didn't want. I thought D would be wrong because it sounded a lot like Wikipedia or Expedia or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought no, I don't trust the D, but I thought alopelia.
Uh-huh.
But so yeah, I had trouble there.
Yeah,
I also had trouble. I mean, I just had lots of trouble here with them. 9 down, actor Wilford of The Natural, Brimley.
Hmm.
I thought it was B. Ripley.
Oh.
Because 27 across was auspice. And I guess in retrospect, I should have figured out it was omen, but I was thinking it was open for some reason.
Hmm.
Did you know Brimley?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. But those are the three places that I had trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it's been a long time since I've really been shut down out of a crossword. And and this was just, little bits of culture that I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
So,
yep.
But,
and sometimes you just run into those and...
Yeah.
Although, I kind of have to agree with you with that 102 down and 109 across. Two things that I would think a lot of people wouldn't know.
I think, like I said, I think noms was used recently, but I think obelli, it would be interesting to just see when the last time those clues were used. So we'll ask Jeff Chen, and so we'll look for obelli, and let's just see when obelli was last used. Okay, so it was used in 2019. Division signs, And in 2016, Symbols on Old Manuscripts, it's been used 12 times since Will Shortz became editor.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, NOMS, which I'm still convinced isn't a word, NOMS was used, yeah, see, they used it about almost exactly 1 year ago. But July 2nd, 2020. But it was listings in Une Encyclopédie. In other words, it was the French, NOMS. It has never been used in it's as slang for delicious food. No. Uh-huh. So this is a
that's a first.
It is a first. It is a new entry there.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I think if they'd gone for French, if they'd said French names,
mm-hmm.
a lot more people would have gotten that, yeah. I think.
I think so too.
I think they were just deliberately trying to break streaks. So
could be.
But if my description there sounds like 100 across, like Eeyore Dower, then I apologize for that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it would, you know, if all crosswords were easy, they wouldn't be any fun. But right. Usually you don't think the Sunday is being the one that's going to get you.
Uh-huh.
So, but there was a theme in today's crossword.
There was a theme. The name of the puzzle was I've Got a Feeling. And there were a number of clues that included words that were different types of feelings. And the clues were, of course, long and convoluted so that you would get a common phrase with a feeling in it. But the meaning was, of course, kind of silly and punny. So, for example, 22 across, upbeat sentry's emotion, and that was guarded optimism. So, sentry, guarded, upbeat optimism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and 37 across, bacteriologist, emotion upon a new discovery. Culture shock. So, kind of silly. But
right.
Another one, 55 across. Novice window washers, emotion, high anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, they had what, six or seven of them, I think?
Quite a few.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, those were kind of interesting to figure out, which also I think makes a Sunday puzzle fun. You got longer clues that maybe make you have to think a little more to get them right.
Mm-hmm. I did notice that 110 across, cat's emotion while sitting in its human's lap was creature comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of was an echo of yesterday's creature feature.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a lot more fun. Creature feature.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed that 33 across, Scotland's blank Lomond was Loch. And yep. Then pretty right next to that was 29 down, Death Valley was once one lake. So right. They had Loch and Lake right next to each other. I thought that was sort of cute.
Uh-huh. And of course, Loch means lake.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
84 across. Had you ever heard of Ashley Blank, 2019 French Open champion?
No.
Barty. You're right. All the crosses were reasonably straightforward. Although 74 down, youngest recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor 2010 was Faye.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had the F and the E, and it's just like, what comedian do I know? And that was the only one I could think of.
Me
so.
Too. Yeah. But. Yeah, I think I just had the F, so I just put in Faye.
Let's see, 79 across, like Ignatius J. Riley in A Confederacy of Dunces, obese.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's an obscure clue. If you didn't have the crosses for that, there'd be no way.
Uh-huh.
So, I read that a long time ago, and I do not remember that Ignatius J. Riley was in fact obese, but...
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt that that was the case.
Uh-huh.
69 down. That was interesting. Well, okay, so 69 across. modern reading option or where to read it. I had, so 56 down, which gave the last letter of that clue, was responded to the alarm. So I had, I thought, arose. And so with arose, then I had something, OOS, for modern reading option or where to read it. But then I took another look at arose and decided it might be awoke, because that would be another way of responding to an alarm. And then I got ook, and then I realized it was nook, which led to 69 down Silk Road City near the East China Sea, Ningbo.
Right.
Were you familiar with Ningbo?
No, not at all.
Okay. It's about, I think, 9.4 million people and has one of the busiest ports in the world.
Wow.
Yep. So that is the entirety of what I know about Ningbo.
Ningbo.
Well, one other thing. It's fun to say Ningbo.
Ningbo.
Three down. Wheel of Fortune's place. At first, I was like thinking, what sort of, what network was it on? But the answer was tarot.
Yeah.
So I gather there's a tarot card that's got, that has a Wheel of Fortune? Or
maybe,
just,
I don't know.
I mean, fortune sounds like something you would have on a tarot card. So, and that ran into 18 across, drink with tapioca pearls, boba tea.
Yep.
And
ever had boba tea?
No, but as soon as I say boba, I want to say fet. So it took a lot of effort to go from fet to tea. But, and I wasn't sure about that A, but I had the T and then a blank and then an R-O-T, and it's just like, it's got to be tarot.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, you know, by the time when I was getting stuck between Obelia noms and Alopecia and Cece, I was doubting myself about everything, you know. But, oh, well. So I think that's it for the Sunday crossword for the July 4th. The July 4th crossword. I think they should have done something with fireworks. I think that would have been sort of cool. You know, and then at the end they could make it all different colors. But so, all right. Well, thanks as usual, everyone, for listening. And hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Please let us know one way or t'other by dropping us a line at crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
Yep.
Otherwise, that's it for today, and we will see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.